due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I'm going to go to Hell in a Cell. I'm going to grab that contract off that pole. I'm going to rip that pole down. And I'm going to beat John Cena senseless with it. Then I'm going to go to that cell. I'm going to bounce Seth Rollins' head all over that cell like it's a basketball. And there's nothing the authority and there's nothing John Cena can do about
it. Hello there, all you fans. This is Tom Billington, the Dynamite Kid, and you are now listening to the Pain Clinic. Thank you very much, and God bless all of you.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for October 18th. We did a little restart then. Right in the middle of the show, we restarted. But I want you to know that quickly, the holidays today. It's International Newspaper Carrier Day, No Beard Day, and the Sweetest Day. And watch out, here it comes. Only show Saturday mornings to get a flyover. I want you to know, Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Real quick, big happy birthday to the Husser, John Nord, a.k.a. you might know him as Nord the Barbarian, maybe the Berserker, and the Viking. He was Nord the Berserker, Nord the Viking. He's 55 today. Still a young man. Younger than Ric Flair. He's not wrestling anymore. Real quick, I want to let you join us October 25th for UFC 179 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early, please. Jose Aldo versus Chad Mendes in the main event. We'll be there hanging out, maybe hosting stuff, giving stuff away possibly, and it'll be a real special night. It's the week before. I mean, it's technically the last Saturday before Halloween, so it could be an impromptu Halloween contest. I'm just saying, it may not be. We'll find out Saturday, but that's a week from today. Salvatore's the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Come hang out with us for UFC 179. I cannot wait. Welcome to the show. I am the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I am here with the artiste who just had a commercial break long enough to get in here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Coming back from a hockey game last night, right?
Elmira. Yeah, last night. The first arena. My first time there for hockey. Of course, we've been there a couple times for TNA. But,
That's right. Good place. WWE's been there before, too.
That's true.
Yeah, they. So we liked it. Is it a good place for hockey?
It's really nice in there. They got a brand new video board that's outstanding. Really bright lighting for the ice, which is important because not every team in the AHL has that. I'll say so. Yeah, it was a good time last night. A little sleep deprived today. And
did you see the statue of Ernie Davis outside the arena or inside the arena?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, if you walk around, I've walked around. We got there early for the TNA show, and we saw that. But, hey, welcome to the show. We got DC Dan Cole. Dan, hey, welcome.
Good morning.
And no longer will we call him the drummer for Mark Fantasia.
No, recognize the featured artist for October.
That's right.
Down at Flower City Station.
Flower City Station. Featured artist.
So I say, did you switch to, like, flute or trombone?
Jazz flute.
Jazz flute?
Jazz flute.
Ooh.
Does this come out of your sleeve?
Yes.
Real quick, I do have to give a shout-out to a buddy of mine who's going through rough patches in the hospital, but he's strong. He's fighting it. Justin, he is listening on the iHeartRadio app. I visited him this morning, make sure he had it set up so he could listen. He's a huge wrestling fan.
Very cool, Justin. Get better, brother. Get better. You know, I mean, and you're in good hands, too, if you're at strong, so... There's no Ebola yet there.
Not only that, I'm a happily married man, but there's some attractive nurses and doctors.
I guess I know where I'm going now.
Somebody's.
I'm just saying. I remember the last hospital stay I had. Just no. Okay.
That's what Nurse Ratchet. Ask for like room change then?
Yeah, no Nurse Ratchet today, thank you. Yeah, another floor maybe there's better. But Elk, very cool. Well, dude, get better. We can't lose fans. And, you know, I think you're in good hands. So, and plus there's gorgeous nurses there, which, you know, makes me want to go visit. Wow, and we have a special guest in the studio this morning. He's returning to the wrestling ring this weekend for the first time since how many years?
It's been about 6 years.
6 years. We have Big Cat Lemmer here, Big BCL, a friend of the show, always a proponent for what we do. Hugest fan of Jay-Z in the world, I know.
Oh, and, yeah. Love him.
And welcome back to the Pain Clinic, BCL. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm fired up to be here. I'm real excited. It's been a couple months of preparing for this. And
you look great, by the way. You're half the man that I remember you as in the ring. So, I mean, which still is quite a man, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I'm still rather large. I still got a long way to go, but, you know, I'm working at it, and having two little ones at home really keep me going, so
sure.
That's helping me.
Sure. And and tonight it is in, well, folks might have to take a little bit of a drive, but it's not that. It's right down 390 if you keep going, right? Yeah. Tell us where it's at.
Yeah, it's in Olean, New York at the Good Times of Olean. If you're familiar with St. Bonaventure, I know a lot of alumni around here. It's mm-hmm. not a bad trip, especially this time of the year. A lot of fall foliage out there. Take a romantic drive and then go watch us beat each other up.
Well, I can vouch for the drive down 390 yesterday. Was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. The
I wouldn't say romantic because I was driving by myself, but it was...
Just don't let leaf spotting get in the way of anything else important, okay?
Minor details.
Yeah, but it is a beautiful drive, and you go down, and actually, you're teaming with Season Pro. Not a lot of people know this, but a man who now works as an agent in TNA, but you might remember him from ECW, from WWE, from, you know, I mean, he's been everywhere, and that is... The man with head himself.
Yeah, the Iceman, Al Snow, and he is in phenomenal shape. I don't know if anybody's seen him recently, but he is. He looks better now than he did when he was in ECW at the height. So I'm real excited about that, just to talk to him a little bit even before we go out there. And it's going to be a bad day for Mr. I.B. Green and Mystery Partner, which I have a feeling looks a lot like a gorilla.
Maybe a bald-headed gorilla?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. Very cool. That's exciting that you're, now did you get some chances to work out in a ring before you get down there? Or
Not nearly as much as I like. I would have loved to have been there. Schedule's real busy right now, so I've been hitting up the JCC, doing a lot of running. Believe it or not, a guy my size doesn't do a lot of running, but I've actually got a passion for it now, and whenever I get a free couple minutes, I like to go running, and the couch to 5K is my friend, because I thought I was going to die the first couple days, but it's worked out.
Well, I'm glad that, and sure, after the match, I'm sure you'll be, you'll have special, we'll call it wrestling love, black and blue marks and whatnot, very cool. Do you think that this is just a one-time deal, or is this going to be, is this something you want your little boy to see do, I know Goldberg's always said, I want my little boy to see me wrestle in WWE.
Yeah.
Is that kind of a motivation?
100%. My son has grown into a huge wrestling fan. Even my daughter, Gia, she's a little animal. She's 14 months, but she sits there, and she was watching Jessica Havoc this morning with me. And
there you go.
And then she gave me this really sadistic look, and I took a picture. It's on my Facebook right now. And I have a feeling, even though she's very, very tiny, she might be causing some havoc in the future. So, yeah, it's dream come true, having my son and my daughter there to watch me. And plus, I'll be honest with you, my wife, my whole wife's side of the family, have always heard stories. I got a lot of family down in Olean, and they've never seen me wrestle. So this is like the perfect storm of people I care about that have never gotten a chance to see me. And to answer your question about one time only, I know a lot of family wishes it would be, but you never know. You never know. If this goes well tonight, we'll see where it takes us.
I was going to say, we've got a couple groups in this area that could certainly use a big man that can work. There's some big men in here that could use, you could use some chopping down a little bit too that you might be able to do. I'm not going to say, not saying that he might have been in our studios before and he was a tag team champ at one time, or maybe he still is, I think. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see two big guys. I mean, I remember, you and, in, New Millennium, you wrestled, who was it, Mayhem? No.
I wrestled Mayhem. Yeah. Milwaukee Mahler was a big guy I wrestled. I actually jobbed out to Killer Kowalski in about 10 seconds one time. That was pretty sweet. Killer Kowalski Jr., I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At the NW TV tapings. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's a sweetheart of a man.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I got murdered.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've met some big guys. There's some big young, there's a new crop of big guys in this town that maybe you could go toe-to-toe with a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I know a certain guy who works at Pier 6 Wrestling that, may be able to make that happen. Just might. You never know.
There's a couple guys on my list that I really, really would love to get in the ring with. One being, I believe, the one you're talking about.
Punisher?
Super Beast would be awesome.
Oh, Super Beast, yeah.
Punisher Van Slyke, I am a huge, huge fan of.
Yeah.
Never been in the ring with him, obviously, but that's a big guy that can go. He's got excellent footwork for a guy his size. I know he just had a little trial in TNA. I'm also a huge, huge fan of the Super Cop, Dick Justice.
Yeah.
When I left originally, he was known as Super Bad.
Super Bad.
And nowhere near the character level he is now. And I tell you what, man, everything he does. I saw him doing lucha moves the other day, and I just about fell out of my chair laughing. His 4th of July videos are hilarious. The kids got it, and I would love to just get in the ring with him for a little bit.
So you're calling him out, I say. Yeah, I see.
Absolutely. I would love to. Any federation that would like to book that, please do it, because I would love to.
Well, it seems like a feast or famine around here. Either we got a ton of shows in a short time, or there's a big layoff between them. So right now, I mean, they know how to get in touch with you, I'm sure.
Yeah. My phone's open.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad that you want to hang out with us the whole hour. We're going to talk wrestling. I know you're a big fan as well as a big
man. Yeah, first and foremost, I'm a wrestling fan. And like I said, my son reminds me of me when I was his age watching wrestling. Too bad there's no Saturday morning, you know, wrestling that I really enjoyed. But
Superstars.
Yeah.
Yeah, Superstars. Yeah.
Even AM Raw's done now. They completely shut that off. So it's like there's nothing. I mean, unless you can have DVR and rewatch it.
But what is it now online? There's a big stir a couple weeks ago because, like, Saturday morning cartoons are gone, too.
Ridiculous.
Well, Saturday mornings are just destroyed. It was cartoons. It was Superstars. Super Mario 2 on NES. Yeah. And the grilled cheese sandwich, like that was my Saturday morning.
Now it's all infomercials.
This is a very not well known story around Rochester, but the artiste is a huge fan of toast.
I am. Toast is underrated. You got to get the right bread. And I just don't understand how more establishments don't serve toast. It's so simple.
Yeah.
There's been many.
Is there an establishment that doesn't serve toast?
Yeah. Toasted cheese is kind of,
I've been denied toast before. I was like, I know you have bread, I know you have butter, and you've got some way to grill up that bread. Toast it something.
Just remember that, Amherst fans, when you're listening to the pregame show, that this man is a toast fan.
Toast junkie is what he is.
Powdered toast man.
Here's what I want to happen now. When anybody ever sees him out in public, just start, toast, 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 toast.
That's what we're going to do next Pier 6 show. When you're in the ring, you're going to get the toast chant.
Sanderson eats toast.
No pies, no cakes, it's toast.
It'd probably be a little easier to clean up if I took toast to the face instead of a pie. Yeah,
that would kind of hurt, though, depending on the velocity and movement.
Yeah, I don't need any more headshots at this point.
If they use Melba toast, you might get injured, you know? I mean, that stuff's like pretty dense, you know?
Oh boy!
Enough about us. Let's. Why don't we take a break? Come back and talk some. We don't need to take a break because I took one right at the beginning of the show, so we do have kind of an extended period. If you want to call us, 222-1280 Star 12A is a number. You can text us at that number too. We're reading texts already. Someone said, "Was that International No Beard Day or No Beard Day?" Let's see, International Newspaper Carrier Day. Oh, it was No Beard Day. We're pretty safe here. I don't see any beard. Oh, listen, Danny.
It's facial hair. It's facial hair.
No. So we have it's facial hair, but it's not quite considered a beard. So I guess it would not be a good day for the Wyatt family. It's if it's no beard day, beard and sweetest day, which you know is like the day you're supposed to give your sweetest candy. It's like the third Saturday and. October every year. So
can we just talk about the Wyatt family for a second? They're
on
Facebook. There now, there's pictures posted of the autograph signing they just did in Malaysia. I just want to throw out how I'm not somebody who gets jealous of a lot of things, but the places that Luke Harper and company are traveling, that's what makes me like. Dude's working in Malaysia. It's awesome.
Australia a couple weeks ago, Malaysia. Yeah, I mean everywhere. It's awesome.
As a travel aficionado, I just. Congratulations to him, because I don't care about like the money and the fame and the wrestling this and the travel is what I'm jealous of.
Did you see the picture that Trish Stratus put up with her and the two guys dressed, the three guys dressed up like the Wyatt family in an appearance she did?
No,
it's great. Go to Trish Stratus' Facebook and look at it. It's fantastic. And while you're doing that, we're gonna go to the phones. We got a bunch of calls. Joe Coopersburg, what's up, brother? You're on the Pain Clinic.
Hey, Richie Rich. Good morning. How are you, sir?
You're doing great. How you doing, sir?
Hey, got to talk to you. Just caught you guys talking about Saturday morning wrestling. And back in college, went to UB, we had a tradition. We'd wake up Saturday morning, we'd watch Superstars, we'd hang around the house. But you guys didn't mention Sunday. Wasn't it noon on USA Wrestling Challenge?
Oh, yeah, wrestling. Mm-hmm. Doc Hendricks hosted it, I believe, at one time. And also Todd Pettengill, I believe. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was Sunday, too. You're right. And that's the one I could catch because I've been working Saturday mornings for over 20 years here, so I've never really been able to watch any wrestling on a Saturday morning in a long, long time. But Sundays I definitely could watch, yes.
Yeah, we used to love waking up Sunday morning. A bunch of guys of us lived in a big old house in Buffalo. We'd go down to Via Veneto, which was a little sub shop. We'd grab veal parm, chicken parm, pizza, come back, and watch Wrestling Challenge. And then, you know, it headed into NFL or NBA after that. But that was a great hour, that noon to one on USA. And, you know, you guys also talk about the World Rewind. Do you remember back in the day, Raw would air, or it might have been Tuesday Night Titans would air at 8, and then they'd repeat it at 1 for the West Coast?
Yeah, you'd get it twice, you know, within a couple hours. So if you fell asleep during it, you'd wake up during it, too, a couple hours later.
I used to love doing that, and, you know, love Raw now, watch Superstars when I can, but not the same when they had a plethora of options.
Yeah, I liked it, too, when there was actually new matches on those shows, too, as compared to re-showing us everything we saw already.
Yeah, I didn't even mind seeing the squashes. It was just nice to see. And that was back in the day when you didn't even see the champion. San Martino came out once every 5-6 weeks. Hogan came out but didn't wrestle much. Almost like Brock, but, you know, Brock is going to miss that 30-day clause. Oh, wait, they got away with that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a little bit because Brock has a return date set now, but I'll tell you, it's not in the month of October. It's not in the month of November. And that's a shame that we got to wait all the way to see the champ again. But, you know, they kind of brushed him under, you know. I mean, no Heyman, no Lesnar mentions at all in the last couple of weeks. But, hey, Joe, thank you for calling and bringing us back to our childhood. Okay, bro?
You got it, Richie. Rich, love you guys. Take care, man.
Hey, thank you, too, bro. You're awesome. We got a man from Parts Unknown. Sir, from Parts Unknown, you're on the air.
Well, first of all, I want to say you guys are bringing back to my youth with Superstars, as well as Livewire also used to air back in the mid-90s on right before Superstars.
Yeah, that was a Pat and Gil show.
And Marissa Mazzola.
Yeah, and Sonny. And Marissa, that's Shane McMahon's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lucky man.
And I really just want to give a quick shout-out to the drummer no more for Mark Fantasia.
Finally getting the respect I deserve.
His name was on the board. I saw the picture.
I was equally as shocked as everyone else was in that place to see his name on the board, and I actually am going to boycott this now just because of him.
I was going to say, you're probably going to, what are you, turning on me? You're cheating on me with someone else, yourself? No.
I actually got a little worried. I saw there was going to be new competition.
By the way, folks, this is Mark Fantasia on the phone, by the way. So
what?
If you, yeah, I know.
The Mark Fantasia.
The Mark Fantasia. The Mark Fantasia.
There's a lot of people that call in and talk about Mark Fantasia on this show.
That's right. They're usually bouncers and bouncers, but you know the you should call yourself the Mark Fantasia Experience.
I actually did that as a band name at one point.
That's all. I think that'd be awesome. You know, then do some Jimi Hendrix in there or something. You know,
I think that should just be my name on the show, the Mark Fantasia Experience.
There you go. You're getting that from now on now, and joining us in the studio. We'll remember that next week, okay, bro?
Sounds good. I'll see you guys.
Take it easy, Mark. We got on the line with us.
God, he loves the sound of his own name, the Mark.
Joining us, I can't even read my writing. This is Anthony from Rochester. Anthony, what's up, brother?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Doing great.
Hey,
huh?
Anthony, man, I'm number one fan. Let me say hey to Big Cat.
Hey, what's up, Anthony? How you doing, man?
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Welcome back, man.
Hey, I haven't seen you since NMW days, I don't think.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm at the Y downtown, though. Lived at 3,300,000 so far the last 4 years, so I'm trying to be like you.
Yeah, this guy's a monster, this Anthony guy. He's, what is it, a judo or something like that?
Jiu-jitsu. Yeah. Dr. Kamei McNeil. McNeil's Jiu-jitsu Coaching Jiu-jitsu Institute.
The original warrior of the
That's right. Anyway, I'm glad you got two kids now.
Oh,
lost
yeah.
a few pounds.
Is this Anthony that was the Mayhem fan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember you now.
Mayhem fan. I converted him to a Big Cat fan, though. Don't let him fool you.
That's okay.
I was always a Big Cat.
I gotcha.
Hey, watch out for that clown guy. I think he tussled with him down there in Elmira once.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I got hit in the head with a guitar by Doink the Clown.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to be at the show today. So.
All right, Big Cat.
Hey, thanks for calling,
Anthony.
Good luck,
Anthony. You, man. Kick some ass.
Thanks, Anthony. All right, thanks, Anthony. We got one last call before we go to break. It's the Professor, Jerry. What's up, Professor?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Long time no talkie. We're doing great.
Well, good. Listen, first of all, I want to raise a toast to toast. And I got a piece of toast here, and you know, I'm raising it up and toasting toast. Good for toast, you know?
Yeah.
Here's to toast.
Share
yeah.
the love. Bill Graves, I want you to bring toast next time.
Yeah, that's bad, brother.
Toast
now, I want to say Big Cat, my favorite wrestler of all times, no doubt, you know. What a career. what courage to come back into the ring, into the squared circle. The big cat, he is the man.
That's awesome. I need to sign you up for my publicist. And,
Jerry, you kind of look a little bit like, and don't take this wrong, but you kind of look like Jack Swagger's manager a little bit.
Now, I appreciate that in a bad way. But listen, I want to also say
you
that.
You can manage him.
You
could manage him. You could twirl your mustache and manage Big Cat.
That would be an honor and a privilege to do something like that.
I would take Jerry as my manager any day of the week. I'll put it out there right now.
Beautiful. Matter of fact, Big Cat, I posted that picture of you on Facebook that you were talking about.
Awesome.
When you had another like a lot of people remember you, the Big Cat. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I was a bit bigger of a cat at the time, so I don't know if people
are. Now he's just a kitten.
Yeah, I'm a little kitty.
Yeah.
Just pet me.
No, he's still big. Don't worry. He's still the Big Cat.
Now, the one last thing I want to leave you boys with, of course, I could go on all night talking to you as the most interesting show on the radio. But you know what's bothering me? I haven't been watching too many injuries lately, and I sort of have slacked off of my viewing on the Raw and SmackDown. And then yesterday I turned it on for the first time in a couple of weeks, and I saw Dolph Ziggler going against that guy everybody hates now. You know, I said, my God, it's the same matches over and over and over again. It's depleted. You know, we need, Kat was talking about it. Why don't we throw some local job men in there when they go to an arena? Bring out some kid who just needs a little TV time. Have a couple of squash matches. Get something. I'd rather see a new guy get squashed than the same matches recycled over and over and over again. What you think, fellas?
I agree 100%. And, you know, the funny thing is a lot of these guys who are up in the top now were squash guys at one time. I remember CM Punk. When he was a squash guy on Saturday night's main event. A lot of these guys got their first licks in the WWE by doing, you know, the job on these syndicated shows. They don't do that anymore, you know?
No, it's a pity, boy, because I used to love and these guys would come out to be all arrogant, all pumped up, all psyched up, you know, and then they get thrown limb from limb and everything. But it'd be interesting to see them in there.
Yeah, I've seen some really cool YouTubes. If you like, YouTube some prelim matches. There's one with AJ Styles and John Cena. There's like Samoa Joe wrestling on I can't remember what show it was. Like it was Saturday Night Heat or
Shotgun Saturday Night.
Night. It was only that. Yeah. So a lot of these guys who are fairly prominent now did get that opportunity. There's not a lot of opportunity for people to come out and lose. I mean, you get good guys like Damian Sandow now.
He's great.
I think he is too, and he's like playing the as Al Snow would say, the jobber to the stars. He's out there. Right now his gimmick is getting me over big time with him acting like the Miz.
It's got me. To me, it's the best gimmick going out. There's the only thing I'm interested in watching right now. Really flat right now, fellas. I gotta tell you,
it is, and it's like we're hoping that something, Stone Cold Steve Austin came out this past week and said WWE has this policy about not signing TNA guys when they're available because they want to create their own stars. But you know, it wouldn't hurt to try somebody, someone like a James Storm, who's like or some of these guys like Bobby Roode. These guys would come in and be able to be, they could work with anybody in the company immediately.
Absolutely. Every time I see that, I go, these guys. It seems to me that WWE be lucky to have those guys. I'd love to see those guys out there.
Vince McMahon has this attitude about if I didn't create them, I don't want them, and that's why he changes everybody's name and does all those things. But he's got an edict against signing anybody. He's had a few bad experiences. There's that one guy, Chris Wildcat Harris or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Brandon Walker.
Yeah, Brandon Walker. I think, there was a couple of bad ones, that popped in. But overall, it's been pretty positive. I mean, there's guys out there that could easily walk into WWE and start something and, be seen. And they've built-in crowds that follow them, too. That's the whole thing is these guys coming up from the minors have no built-in crowd.
No. And then another thing, too, you take jobbers, like fantastic jobbers, like, of course, the old Brooklyn Brawler, and all of a sudden, they don't just show up once in a while. They're regularly, and next thing you know, it things like a Sandow thing. Everybody starts pushing for him and pulling for him every once in a while. They get a win. Everybody goes crazy. I love that.
Yeah, you remember Hakushi
Yeah,
there's a lot of guys. I mean, he was a guy who kind of was brought down to the jobber status, but originally was brought in at very high expectations. But there's a lot of guys. you know, I remember, what was the guy that patted himself? Barry Horowitz.
Barry Horowitz.
Yeah, Barry Horowitz actually got a push at the end of his career with WWE because people were, he was over by patting himself on the back, so. Yeah.
Well, he did that, as he used to say, he patted himself on the back many, 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 many times.
Yeah, yes, he did. And he was, and there was, I mean, there was, remember Big Ron Shaw? I mean,
oh, yeah.
We're going back quite a while, but this guy was 6 foot eight, and he would go out there and,
Iron Mike Sharp.
Yeah, he was even Angelo Mosca at one time. You know, Angelo Mosca was putting over the champs every time he'd get built up to being in a championship match, and then he'd put the guys over continuously for months, and then he'd get knocked back down to taking on Baron Miguel Cicluna, you know, on the house show.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Baron Miguel Cicluna.
Yeah, so there's a lot of those.
I remember when Baron Miguel Cicluna was walking around as Mike Valentine.
He was him and Dominic DiNucci.
The barrel-chested Baron Gattoni.
Yeah, I remember, you know, just those are the things that made me fall in love with wrestling, is watching these prelims with these guys who, you know, you never, on TV you'd see them lose in 3 seconds. But then you'd see him in town, and they put on a 15-minute match, and you'd just be blown away how good it was. So.
Well, I'll leave you with this thought. The first match I ever went to, there were two preliminary guys who came out from Rochester. One of the guys was Tony Cilipini, and the other guy was Bob Morella. And that's what they went with at the time, and, of course, they became Tony Marino and Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah, yeah, two stalwarts in the history of the WWE. So,
in my opinion, the history of Rochester.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Just like Big Cat is right there with him, and so are you, Cash Man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to sign off now, and yeah, I'll manage a Big Cat anytime.
Yeah, I'd love to see you come out and do the Zev. You know, I think you could do it, man.
I could do it. Of course, I could do it.
It might be a great Halloween costume. You know?
I could do it. Of course, I could do it, but I can't be Zeb, I gotta be my own self.
That's
the
right,
professor.
The professor. But you come out with maybe like, you know, like a book or something in your hand. You know.
All right, boys. Nice talking to you. Best of luck tonight, Cat.
Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. We gotta go to break. That was awesome. Very cool. And not one mention of out of nowhere, it's Randy Orton with the RKO.
Oh, my
God. We gotta go to break. We'll talk about it on the flip side. A little flashback music here. Remember this? He got me with the toast, so I had to. Hold on, listen.
Don't... Biscuits and gravy.
It's biscuits and gravy.
Oh, yeah. They don't compare to toast.
No, they don't. 222-1280, Star Toy is the number. We'll take your call. We're willing to. And you can also text us. And we will talk to you on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. It is your instability that is going to ruin your opportunity. Go ahead, throw it all away, lose your temper, take a shot at me and try to drop me right here, and you'll see why I've been to the mountaintop 15 times.
My newest acquisition, Tyrus. His name is Tyrus. His name is Tyrus. His name is Tyrus.
Well, hi, I'm actually the iconic Matt Hardy, and I'm proud to be a cheerleader. Because whether I'm in his corner or I'm sitting at home watching, I support my brother. And I love my brother. Unlike the relationship between you and your brother, Bram. You know what? If I had a small glove, I would slap you and I'd say, I challenge you to a match. Because by an ironic twist of fate, your name isn't on the lineup tonight. So how about for the first time ever, Matt Hardy and Magnus tonight?
This is Matt Hardy, version 1. And you're listening to The Pain Clinic, the pro wrestling talk show. You know I got you.
Flashback music today. This is an old Chris Jericho Break the Walls Down intro. 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number if you want to get in, or you want to text us at 222-1280. We just had a flurry of calls. We haven't talked any wrestling yet, so let's talk a little bit. Chris Jericho was in town last week, and like I, as I'm leaving the radio station, I noticed that there's a package sitting in the air studio, which I'm not in. Open it up, it's Chris Jericho's new book, so it must have been... It must have been sitting here for a couple days. I could at least got it signed when he was here in town. Did you just grab a donut that's covered in Cocoa Puffs?
I did.
Oh, my. The artist.
It's not a toast donut.
It's not a toast.
But it's the next best thing. No, it's
you
actually better than a toast donut.
Toast donut.
No,
it would just be toast.
Which now wasn't. Reminds me. I must do my plug before we talk wrestling.
A cinnamon toast crunch donut?
Ooh, that would be good.
There we go.
That sounds good. Real quick, before we get back into it, I meant to do the plugs. Joining us join us a week from today for UFC 179, Salvatore's The Garage Door. Jose Aldo versus Chad Mendes starts at 10 o'clock. Get there early. There'll be prizes. Drink specials all night long. It's a $5 cover, too, for UFC. So come on out and join us next Saturday, October 25th, for UFC 179. It may be an impromptu Halloween costume day night, too, because it is the weekend before Halloween, and Halloween's on a Friday. I know there'll probably be a lot of Halloween contests on that following Saturday, which would be November 1st, technically. Does that work? Is Halloween, like, does it surpass its actual date for having parties? Or
Some people do. I don't like that, personally. I mean, especially with Halloween being on a Friday. Celebrate on Friday, and then that's it. And then we're in November.
Thank you from the tweet from Jay-Z. The professor is radio chloroform. Jay-Z, that's not nice. That is not nice.
Jay-Z.
Was
I see a response
Jay-Z talking
coming.
Junk about anybody else on the radio at all ever in the history of radio? Okay. I just wanted to check.
That's funny. Nevertheless, I
get some heat.
Yeah, I get some heat here. Heat between people. That's right.
It's all fun.
222-1280 star toys a number. So right before we went to break, I kind of teased a little bit of the out of nowhere RKOs from Randy Orton. If you guys have been online at all this past week, even WWE.com posted these videos. They are absolutely hilarious. People, you know, they take videos of people falling on their heads, and then they insert Randy Orton dropping an RKO. You know, the guy's coming down on a skateboard down the side of a hill or down the side of a sidewalk, and then he falls, and they squeeze Randy Orton in there, dropping. Then Randy Orton comes out yesterday on WWE.com and says, "No, I did every single one of those." You know, like the guy who did the head, he did the head first butt or the head soccer ball off his head into the goal. And Randy Orton, they added Randy Orton there doing the RKO as he was falling on his head. He goes, "No, I was there. I was there for every single one of those," which is hilarious because the one with a guy doing the parkaying and he like goes head first into the concrete wall.
This could be the best work Randy Orton has ever been associated with.
Yeah.
This is his legacy.
How excited are you, though, for him and John Cena in the main event?
Oh, yeah. The match that'll never happen again.
Yeah.
It never happening for, like, what, the 10th time since I said it would never happen again?
I mean, at least that means I can stop watching the pay-per-view early, right?
It's not going to be the main event.
That's what Orton said with the authority. They said it was the main event, which is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, everybody's happy because you get Rollins and Ambrose, finally. But now, to get that, you have to suffer through Cena Orton part 185.
part gazillion.
Nobody wants to see that match again.
No.
If that, like, I would love to see the, if only could get, like, ratings for the pay-per-view, if that was the main event, how many people would turn it off before that match? Because I'll raise my hand.
Yeah, I won't watch that match.
I don't want to.
I've seen it. It sucks.
Yep. It's never going to be good.
I will say that you may notice I'm not advertising the pay-per-views for Salvatore's, because we had some issues with it, but they are working on it. So if we might have news next week about whether it's going to work or not, but I was talking to the guy in charge this morning, and he said that they're going to be talking to him this week to make it happen. So we'll see. I'll know enough for sure next Saturday if it's going to happen or not. But they wanted to do wrestling pay-per-views still there. So, but just they had issues last time, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I have to break in. WWE doing themselves no favors. They've actually gone to the trouble to list every time Randy Orton and John Cena have fought on their website.
Oh, boy.
But we've seen this match 14 times already.
That's it?
14?
At least these are just
it's
the ones they
13 too
listed.
Many. I would like to say, we haven't mentioned it yet, very underrated in the wrestling world are ring announcers. Yes. And what they bring to the table. WWE did not renew Justin Roberts' contract. Monday night was his final night announcing Raw. Justin Roberts no longer with the company. I thought he did a tremendous job. I think that's a job that, again, does not get enough praise. It's a big deal. If you've ever been to a show with a terrible ring announcer, you know what I'm talking about. So you think of Howard Finkel and you think of Justin Roberts and Gary Michael Capetta and the list, the ring announcers that are good out there, and hopefully Justin Roberts onto a, you know, a, something else good in his career.
Did you hear who's replacing him?
I didn't hear confirmation.
There's been a few names floated around. One was Randy. Was one was
Byron Saxton,
the new Mrs. Rhodes,
Eden or whatever.
Eden Styles.
Oh well, somebody said that maybe Lillian would switch back to Raw, which I don't want. I don't want Chimmel. I don't really. I feel like I'm not familiar enough with Eden's ring announcing. Don't make it JoJo.
They talk JoJo. They talk JoJo. So yeah, I've heard that. I think they should move. I honestly, Lillian should get moved back to Raw, and then and that just because that's where she was before she left. You know, I mean, and
She's probably the best option.
Yeah.
I mean, I going along with, you know, being a big fan of Justin Roberts, I was also hoping in the last few years that we could have at least gotten like one WrestleMania match a year out of Howard Finkel ring announcing. So it'll be interesting to see Monday night who has the microphone. I think it's a big deal. And those are jobs that don't turn over too often. So, you know, I would expect whoever you see Monday, you're probably going to see there for quite a while, and hopefully they make the right decision, because that hasn't always been the case.
I guess it'll be a surprise when we find out Monday. I'm banking it's going to be Cody Rhodes' wife, Miss Eden Styles. I think that because they're trying to find a way, I mean, she's been doing announcing down in NXT as well as
singing. I mean, Byron Saxton's done it in NXT too, and he wasn't that bad at it, though. I think it'd be better to use him on commentary. Eden, I guess I'm not too familiar. She's doing NXT sometimes? I know last NXT I saw was
she also
was
traveling with, she's traveling with Cody, too, and doing those for the WWE.com, doing those little videos of their travels and stuff. But we got Chris from Rochester. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, Rich, wanted to ask two things about Ring of Honor.
Gotcha.
One, what's become of Michael Elgin, and why is Jay Briscoe the heavyweight champ again?
That's a good question. Michael Elgin said he quit a couple weeks ago, but I don't believe
he was stuck in Canada. Michael Elgin's a Canadian. He's from Toronto. He moved to St. Louis, got a house there with his wife, Mischief. He was in Canada, and the work visa expired, and he couldn't get back into the U.S., and so as part of that, ROH took the belt off of him. Same thing AIW did as well. So Elgin, I don't know the current status of it right now. It's too bad because he's really been a top star in ROH.
Ever since he got rid of that mullet, he's been fantastic.
Yeah. So it's a tough situation. I personally like the Briscoes a lot as a tag team. I'm not crazy about Jay Briscoe as a heavyweight champion, to be honest, compared to an Elgin or some of the other guys they've had. And ROH hasn't really had many repeat champions either, so I felt a little weird about that. But, hopefully Michael Elgin gets all that squared away. But I know ROH is going to help him sort that out, but I think he's just done with Ring of Honor.
What's the latest word on Kevin Steen?
Is
he going to get to keep his name, or
It's supposed to be debuting. It's supposed to be debuting soon. I have a feel. If they're not letting these other guys keep their name, Kevin Steen will not keep his name. Unless they just call him Steen, maybe.
No, I really don't expect he'll keep it. Everybody else had to change it, and even to the point where Kenta had to change it on TV.
Yeah.
Which I think is the dumbest thing ever. At least introduce him with just his new name, as opposed to saying, this is my name, but this is my name now. Like, let me just change my name right now on the radio. Like, it doesn't work like that. But, Steen will probably change his name. I wish he would have debuted by now, but cannot wait.
Well, I'm looking forward to a future series of matches between Sami Zayn and him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen him already in Ring of Honor. If you go back in time and realize that Sami Zayn was also El Generico.
El Generico's close personal friend.
Yes. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, actually, Kevin Steen's very last match, he put an El Generico mask on and did a little El Generico around the ring for a while in that last match. So, yeah, they're tight, and they know each other like, you know, the back of their hands. So.
No, they'll definitely, WWE has to let them do some magic in the ring together. Same way as if you remember the 2 out of 3 falls match between Sami Zayn and Cesaro, who worked a lot on the indies together, brought that chemistry to NXT. Steen should do the same thing.
You remember Daniel Bryan and Punk in the main event. Some of those things, you know, just, you know, you can't ignore, especially when they're that fluid with each other. So, hey, Chris, thank you so much for calling, brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right. 222-1280 star 1280 is the number.
Jay-Z texts in that Michael Elgin dropped the title because he was running his mouth about pursuing pro baseball. Elgin did make a statement like he wanted to try out for a pro baseball team, and there was some rumors that Ring of Honor was really upset about that, like he was quitting wrestling or something. Elgin came out and said, I just wanted to see if I could do it, but I'm not like leaving the business or anything like that. So I think that kind of got blown out of proportion.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people talk a lot of junk on Twitter too, you know? I mean, how much do you take serious? You know, people get in trouble for it and lose their jobs. Obviously, a lot of NXT guys had some issues by, you know, being jealous of other people getting called up to WWE before them and then amazingly got cut from NXT because they expressed their displeasure, we'll say. And that happened a few weeks ago. But, yeah, there's a lot of news we really haven't even touched yet. So we mentioned earlier that Brock Lesnar is not going to be back until December on WWE TV. He's going to be showing up at the Slammy Awards, which will be December 8th on Raw. Originally, it was supposed to be like the end of the year, and they decided to change the Slammys from the last Raw of the year to the first Raw or the second Raw of December. So I think that, and that's a shame because you're not going to see the champ until, what, 2 months before the Royal Rumble, pretty much. You know, I don't know how many times he'll be back, but it's just a waste. I think it's just a waste. It's hard to build up an angle with somebody when the champ's not going to be there.
Now, if they're going to do that,
champ.
Yeah, in my opinion, if they're going to do that, why don't they just go back to the old style? I love the big pay-per-views, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, you know, Mania.
Bring back King of the Ring. Yes.
Absolutely. And they keep those five, and then that way you don't have to have these watered-down pay-per-views that nobody wants to see Orton versus Cena 9,000.
Can we real quick on a watered-down pay-per-view side of things, I just want to say I don't understand Bound for Glory. That's your biggest pay-per-view of the year. Your biggest stars aren't on it. It doesn't follow storylines. What are you doing? Yeah. What is the point of that? Like, oh, congratulations, you did a show in Japan, like WWE does and other companies do. But why is that not an Impact special? Why isn't that like a No Surrender or something that you put on Impact? And then have an actual big blow off your WrestleMania pay per view with your storylines and your champions, and it blows my mind. I think that's the dumbest decision that TNA has made all year long.
I will say one thing: the company is in flux right now because of not having anything definitive on a contract. I think that's kind of held them back. Money issues have held them back. I know. The champ should have been on there defending his belt. And
you did this amazing tag team series with the Wolves, the Hardys, and Team 3D, and all of that was given away on TV. But let me buy a pay-per-view to not see the Wolves, the champions, on there.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, there's a big announcement coming out of them within the next 10 days. We'll see what that means. But, I'd say that, you know, for a TV show, that would have been great. If wrestling was awesome. But for storylines and what you're building up to, it was a complete swing and a miss. So we got to go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280, free call. I know I shouldn't say that. Stop it. Or you can text us at 222-1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
To get one thing straight, Seth Rollins says that he's the future of this company. Well, if he's the future, then the future is a long way off. And that's fine with me. He also wants the spotlight. Well, that's fine with me as well, as long as he doesn't try and steal my spotlight.
You know, Renee, there's only one thing worse than Miz, and that's two Mizes. Or is it Mizais? Or Mizus? Or two Mizes? Either way, they're both like a bad rash that just won't go away.
One thing you conveniently left out was the fact that after I was victorious in my match with Rusev, I knocked him unconscious. I proved that Rusev isn't unbeatable. Rusev has a glass jaw. And tonight, I'm going to shatter it.
Hi, this is Big Sexy Kevin Nash, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with DC Dan Cole, the artiste. Big Cat Lemmer returning to the ring tonight. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. As we get... This is old school Vince McMahon, No Chance in Hell. Playing back this all this old music today, but I want to do a little shout out and kind of in retrospect. A friend of the show passed away this past week, Alex Loy. He's the Dean of Soccer in Rochester. He was a big fan. He's a big friend of the show. Believe it or not, the Pain Clinic, too. We would go out and watch Raw together with him, Soccer Sam and all those guys. And he passed away a week ago Saturday. And we sent our condolences to his family and everything. And the next hour for Kick This will be a tribute show to Alex Loy. And you'll see when you hear it at the top of the hour. But right now we got to talk a little bit more wrestling, as Paul from Rochester would say, wrestling. You know, some of the news here is pretty wild. You see this Noelle Foley is training to wrestle. That's Mick Foley. She could come out and say, the baby girl of Mick Foley.
Foley's baby girl.
Yeah, Mick Foley's baby girl.
Or was it Mrs. Foley's baby boy, baby girl or whatever. Yeah.
Mr. Foley's baby girl. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be her tagline and everything there. That's kind of wild.
She's got quite the following already. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got Dave from Henrietta. Dave, what's happening?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Sunday mornings on Raw was also All-American Wrestling with Lord Alfred Hayes and Bobby the Brain Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon.
That's right. They changed the names and moved the things around, but it was pretty much, it was pretty much the same, you know, those tape matches and stuff. But, there was that. I'm glad you've been listening the whole show now. Kind of prove it because you were the first thing we talked about. But, Dave, what do you think about this? Last Monday, we got to see John Cena and Dean Ambrose do the pole, the match on a pole. What was it? Contract on a pole, whatever it was. And that was supposed to be, he teased as the first match of the next pay-per-view, but so be it not now. What do you think about that? Is that going to save us watching John Cena wrestle twice in a night?
Yes, thank you very much for that. it's bad enough, seriously. They can't find anybody else for him to go against than Orton. Come on. Unless you're going to do a double turn with them, I don't think Cena's going to go heel, but I mean, with the way that Orton's been kind of been showing that he's going to be the loose cannon and stuff like that, I think it would work to do it with a double heel, but a double turn. But I don't think Cena's going to make it happen. So.
Well, you notice the Wyatt family has been conspicuously gone. You know, I mean, those are three guys that you could put on that pay per view in three matches if you wanted.
Right.
But you know, they just, all we get is the videos now, you know, and the build up, you know, they're all going their own way. And the very last one was Wyatt, you know, going his own way when the smoke comes in around his feet, which I thought was actually pretty cool. But, they're obviously all going their own way. And there was also a tease. Why they showed the belly of a pregnant woman? I am trying to figure that out when they were showing those flashes in the video.
Because there's a new family member coming.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, well.
Pregnant belly means you're adding to the family.
Ah. Makes sense.
That's my interpretation.
So there's guys that could be there that aren't. So, you know, that unfortunately, John, you know, I wouldn't even mind Bray Wyatt and John another match, but it's not going to be, you know.
Well, I don't even mind, like, Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton in a match. I mean, they've done two heels before, but, you know.
Well, Randy Orton's slowly creeping his way into becoming a face because of all these videos out there. Out of nowhere! Not only that, but also I think people are getting behind him because he's like giving, you know, Seth Rollins the itchy eye, as they say, you know?
Doesn't everybody think, though, that the WWE is going to find a way to ruin that whole thing?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
find
of course.
A way to ruin everything.
Well, I mean, you got to do something, but Randy can't be the same character for as long as he's been, you know? I mean, you know, he's kind of like, you know, he's treading water in the same spot, you know?
Randy should just be a renegade. He should be able to wrestle anybody. I mean, he's a long gun, you know, away from the authority. You know, he doesn't like anybody. You know, people are going to cheer for him. You should be able to cheer for him one night and boo him the next night, depending on who he's going against. But he should be open to wrestling to anybody. I mean, he's a viper. He's a snake. So, you know, he should be just as liable to, RKO a heel as he is John Cena.
Or can we take advantage of his new internet sensation with the RKOs out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere!
For like the next couple weeks, runs into random matches and just starts RKOing
people. I wouldn't mind that because I remember Stone Cold Steve Austin did that for a couple months when he was he'd come out of nowhere and stun everybody in the ring and leave, you know?
Right.
I can even see a situation, too, like you're saying, make him some sort of in-between guy, and you have two guys, you know, fighting it out in a match. Both men are down. Out comes Orton. You could almost do, like, whatever. He could face both men, and then whichever one the crowd cheers loudest for, that's the one he RKOs or something. Do something fun with Randy Orton, because he is boring as all hell.
Yeah, I mean, but I like Randy Orton. I mean, I like, you know, I don't want him faced either, so I definitely do not want to see him go face. So.
No, he doesn't work as a face. He's too boring as a heel. He needs to be some sort of in-between.
A tweener. Character. We'll call him a tweener. Maybe he should call up Stone Cold and get some tips from him. You know, but anything else, Dave?
I'd like to recommend that Kevin Steen's name be Kevin Steen or Stephen Keen.
He'll be Steen Kevin. Steen Kevinson.
Steen.
Our new wrestler, Steen Kevinson. Yeah, that's a good one. Now, I don't know. You know, I mean, it'll come out soon. We'll know it real soon. I mean, he's been teasing that it's going to happen soon on Twitter. So, and they allow him still to tweet as himself. So, but hey, Dave, we got to run, brother. We're up against it. Okay.
Bleacher Report. Dudley Boys possibly head back to WWE.
That's not going to happen. That definitely. They've not been. No, it's not going to happen. They're going to Japan. That's what they added that off.
To say the current reigning and defending 2CW tag team champions. Of
that's right. And the thing about that, Dave, is that they were promoting doing a feud on the Bound for Glory pay per view that had nothing to do with TNA or the company they were working for. So they had edited it off. But it's guys from Japan that they were calling out. So
text coming in saying WWE needs credit because they showed Orton giving the RKO to the Shockmaster.
Hilarious. That is absolutely hilarious. Yeah. Okay. They put it on WWE.com. You can go up there and watch them. They put them all together, all the videos in one big one.
That's one I did not see.
So you can sit back and watch that. But Big Cat Lemmer tonight, Olean, New York. Olean, right?
Yeah.
You remember because there's a big baseball stadium right in the middle of the town.
Yeah, Brandner Stadium.
That's right. There's a lot.
And you'll be back in the ring for the first time in many years. Licking your chops, tagging with Al Snow against Rob Cook, the screamer, I call him. Because if you don't get him to scream like a woman, you have not succeeded.
I guarantee that's going to happen. That's all
that guy is gonna do is step on his hands or something. I shouldn't say that. But, he definitely and a mystery opponent. And it's not that far from here. Maybe, an hour drive, maybe?
It's about an hour and a half. But like I said, it's an easy drive. You got perfect weather for it today. And it's a stacked card for who's who of indie wrestling in the New York area. One match I'm super, super excited to see is guy we were talking about earlier, Brute Van Slyke, versus Bill Collier, who is a monster of a man.
That's going to be a good match.
I've never seen him live, and I'll be honest with you, I'll be peeking behind the curtain on that match.
Very cool, very cool. I'm excited to see you get back in the ring, and hopefully we'll see you back up here in the Rochester area. Wrestling real soon. Like I said, I know some people. Well, you do too, so we'll see what happens. But thank you for hanging out with us and talking wrestling. You know, I always, whenever I need another person, I always could give you a call because you definitely know your stuff.
Yeah, anytime you guys want me, I love it up here. I just want some Bill Grays next time.
I know. Where's my Bill Grays?
Donuts
the Light's still waiting for you here. But I want to thank everybody for listening. Check us out online. You can hear every one of our shows at thepainclinic.net. You can be friends with us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Be our friend, please, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening, and Kick This is up next. Special tribute to Alex Loy.